So I've been pondering this notion of how we can imagine ourselves being developed as we're made use of. Cogs, made cogs in their machine. When we discussed this earlier, when we discussed the importance of de Tocqueville's contribution to power, global powers, self-concept, and definition of their objectives, their goals. We discussed this in the context of what de Tocqueville thought of as the leveling effect of commerce, that it tends toward an equality of conditions, he says, quote unquote. But we should keep in mind as we read that de Tocqueville is rooted in the notion that this process is civilizing. He doesn't see within the scope of his notion of humanity the earth-connected indigenous. He has no notion of the earth itself as the source, the fuel for a broadening to a universal beauty and truth of each and every one of us. Quote, men are not corrupted by the exercise of power or debased by the habit of obedience, but by the exercise of a power which they believe to be illegal and by obedience to a rule which they consider to be usurped and oppressive. And I think that's a pretty good expression of what C.L.R. James's point, that, quote, passive obedience is precisely the basis of bourgeois, I would say, class society. They want us to be happy with whatever is our assigned place. And we've had elaborated discussions of that point because it's never discussed, and it's over the airwaves, and it's a really important one. How is it that folks can be happy to be obedient? Are we born that way? No. I mean, we've discussed for a while how what feels happy is self-definition, being big, claiming ourselves, naming ourselves. That's what makes us happy and energized. So how is it that someone can be happy to be obedient, which de Tocqueville says, in that state, they are not debased? Really? Just the opposite. I guess the point here is that what power makes us to be is reality. That's essentially what he's saying.